Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. I say it all the time. I have the greatest job in the world for so many reasons. And one of those reasons is that I get to talk to some of the coolest, most amazing people. The people that I have looked up to, that I study. I study, and I've talked about that in different interviews with people like Troy Jacobson. And that's how I've learned. I've studied the people who do and have done what I want to do, and I learn from them. And then, if I'm really lucky, I get to interview them. And with my next guest, I actually have traveled with him around the world. And he is one of the most unique people I've ever come into contact with. And that's saying a lot. Done a lot of traveling, met a lot of people, and just one of the best at what he does on so many levels. And I'm talking about Ken Gua. Ken Gua is just one of the most prolific triathletes in the world. Okay. I've talked about Ironman races many times. I've done several dozen. Started doing them way back in 1990. And then the goal was to do the Hawaii Ironman. That was always the goal. Well, this next guest, Ken Gua, he has done the Hawaii Ironman 36 years in a row. Now, it matters not if you're a competitive athlete. This interview is all about consistency and violating. He violates every rule you've ever heard. You know, running is bad for your knees. Wait till you're older. You have to slow down when you're older. He lives in Westchester, Pennsylvania, which is hardly the mecca of training. Most triathletes live in San Diego or Denver, but he's putting the training in Pennsylvania in the winter, the East. And he is and has been since 2002 running his own business at the very same time. He has made his passion his vocation. He has an endurance travel company, which is how I have been fortunate enough to have spent time around him. And he's infectious. He's in his late 57. I'm going to ask him. He looks way younger. He exudes so much energy. And this is after 36 Ironman races in a row. To be healthy enough to do the Hawaii Ironman 36 years in a row. And for most of them, you have to qualify. So we'll talk about it more, but now you have to qualify with another Ironman. Many years ago when he started, you could do it with shorter races, and I'm sure he'll talk about that. But suffice it to say, he's up there. 70, 80, 90 Ironmans, I'm sure. And he's still going strong. And he's still competing. And he's competing while he is running his business. When you travel with Ken to New Zealand, he is literally cooking for you up until the day before the race, and then he's racing. But he's traveling, he's working his butt off, and he's racing. So I'm sorry when I say that all the excuses are gone. You know, the clients I used to train would say the super busy people and, you know, CEOs, and, you know, many understood that success came from exercise and eating well. But there were those who said, I'm really busy. I travel so much. I can't eat healthy. I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, Ken Glaw puts all of that, just shatters that. And it's not just about genetics. Sure, that topic will come up as well. It's about effort and putting in the time. And then ultimately, it's about two things: letting ego go and changing what you do. Now, Ken trained like crazy back in the day. He had to. He finished third at the Hawaii Ironman, the Super Bowl of triathlon, in 1988. He finished fourth in 1989, and that was right behind Mark Allen and Dave Scott. Crazy race for those of you who follow that. He was known as the Beast from the East because during his pro career, he had 6 Ironman wins, 3 straight at Ironman Brazil from 1998 to 2000, 2 at Ironman New Zealand in 1992 and 1993, and he won Ironman Canada in 1993 as well. So this guy has raced a lot. And the difference is, all of the people, all of them, I can think of not one, that I started my Ironman career, my just racing and participating, the pros, they're not around. They're not around. You go, why not? And there's several reasons. And many of them beat themselves up too much, aren't willing to pull back, aren't willing to go slower. But Ken Glaw is still going strong. He has made his passion his vocation. Even after starting a separate career, still going strong. All right? Just absolutely amazing. Amazing, amazing career. And just to give you times, if you are someone who knows Ironman times, second Ironman Hawaii, he finished 17th in 9:57. In 1986, how far back? He was 6th in 9:09. 1 year later, he went 4 minutes faster, 9:05. 1988, he went 8:38. That was when he placed third. Okay? And again, put in some crazy mileage. But when I talk about excessive moderation, you go, well, this doesn't apply to someone like Ken Glaw. No, yes, he put in the miles and had the work ethic he needed back in the day. Crazy. Crazy miles. But then he also had ways of training differently. And rest. Rest really did what others aren't willing to do. We all need rest. We all need to fuel ourselves. These are all topics we're going to talk about. Enough. All right. Could not be more excited to bring to you Ken Glaw. Now, I don't care if you're not an athlete. It matters not. So inspiring, showing you all of the cliches. But we hear from people who are in their 20s on social media telling us how to live. Well, they haven't lived yet. They haven't accomplished what Ken Glaw has and continues to do. He is so authentic. He is living proof that when you work hard, when you listen to your body, when you rest, when you eat and don't deprive yourself, all of those things, and when you enjoy the journey and the goal, is just icing on the cake, whatever that goal is. You got to enjoy the journey. All right. When we come back, Ken Gua. We'll be right back.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we are back. As I said in the intro, I could not be more excited. I have the greatest job in the world because I get to do what I love to do and speak with people that I have looked up to and just, you know, you model yourself after people who have done what you want to do. And Ken Gua is one of those people. Really fortunate, as I alluded to, that I have had a couple experiences with him. We will talk about those. And Ken, thank you so much for making the time. You're so busy, although we're in crazy times right now.
Yeah, not as busy as I'd like to be.
That's as we'd like to be. All right, I'm just going to jump right in, Ken, because I often talk about, like, I come from a big family of 6 boys. And then you do your research on Ken Gua, 13 kids.
Right? Well, a big family of 6 boys. We had 7, so we only have one more than you. And but you did have 6 girls, too.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't even imagine. Like, and you were the 12th of the 13th, is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So that goes to, like, again, I have the sports psychology kind of studying it all over the years. Do you not think that that plays a huge role in what you chose to do and how well you do it?
Oh, I mean, obviously in a big family, there has to be a good work ethic. You know, it doesn't work otherwise. And we also had a family business. So the work ethic, and it was seasonal, you know, so my dad, my older brothers and some of my sisters, I mean, you know, it was a formwear business. So during the spring and the fall, especially the spring, they were working, you know, well over 100 hours a week. Well over. I mean, you know, 18 to 22 hour days during the week and 10 to 12 hour days on the weekend. And that's what I grew up with, you know. And obviously, my mom worked 24 hours a day with 13 kids. So my dad had the easy job. Yeah. Now, he only had to work 100 to 120 hours a week. So,
but he was, I'm sure, way away from, you know, out of the house as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, but the amazing thing about my father was, you know, he would still be cross country and track. So right during both busy seasons, he would, you know, he'd leave having only slept, you know, 3 or 4 hours the night before, but he'd leave work and come and watch my track meets or my cross country meets. And the same with my older brothers and sisters, he'd be at their games or races or whatever, you know? And, but yeah, so that was always amazing. Yeah.
Tell me you were all on the same team or some of the same teams, because that has to get pretty hard.
Well, yeah. It's not like today where, you know, kids are on 4 different teams at the same time.
Yeah. And I don't know if you saw, Ken, there was an article just came out recently. I'm going to read the headline directly. Why younger siblings are more likely to have a standout sporting career. Makes sense for obvious reasons, right?
Well, yeah, you have a lot to live up to if your older brothers and sisters, you know, did some stuff.
And you also, they had stuff done. You had stuff done to you, right? So I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know how to really swim properly, but I was very good at staying underwater, sometimes on purpose, and sometimes I had no choice.
Right. So, the fear factor was taken away at a very young age, I'm sure.
Yes. How nobody drowned in our cement pond, I have no idea. Because sometimes there was 30 or 40 kids in there. It was a spring-fed cement pond. And yeah, 30, 40 kids, no problem.
But that's exactly it, Ken. You know, my mom used to say, you know, I'd say, why did you buy a house with a pond in the backyard? Mom was like, yeah, you had 6 young kids. She goes, I was always watching you. I said, Mom, no, you weren't. The only reason no one drowned is because, Ken, there were 30 or 40 kids pull you out after they pushed you in. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Well, we had a statue of the Virgin Mother. So, you know, it was sitting there next to where the spring house, you know, where the spring water came out into the pool. So, you know, she must have been blessing the water as it came in.
So. Looking over you, making sure. Yeah. Everyone stayed safe. Yeah. Now, for those of people who don't understand, you know, Ironman, you know, incredibly long race, you know, 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike, 26.2 mile run. Is it 36, Ken? Am I doing the numbers right that you've done? Or is it 35?
For Kona, 36. Yeah.
36. So I said this in the intro, 36 years in a row, you not only have done Kona, but you've done a race to qualify for it. So I can't do math very well, but I think that's 72 races, right? Not including the other stuff you've probably done around it. So, I mean, just talk about that.
Well, I mean, at the beginning, you know, there really weren't very many other Ironmans. So you could qualify for Hawaii not doing an Ironman. And hell, in the 80s, you used to be able to qualify just doing an Olympic distance race. But,
right. But
yeah, I have no idea. I mean, well, I have an estimate, but it's over 90 races. Yeah. 'Cause there were years where I've done 3 or 4, to begin with. The first year that I did anything other than Kona was 1990,
okay.
When they brought in the Ironman World Series, which was a point series, with some pretty good money for that. So that's when I first started doing quite a few other races, other Ironman distance races. Yeah,
right. When I think of you, Ken, you violate every rule that you read in these, you know, poorly written articles or fitness, right? You're going to have bad knees when you get older. You're going to, you know, it's too much. So much I want to talk to you about that. But like, you violate that rule of just consistency, like the Lou Gehrig of Ironman. And like, for a race to be that, you know, stressful on the body, I mean, you are just living proof that age is a number. I mean, how old are you? I'm 52, and I think you're a couple years older, right?
A couple years older. Yeah. I'm 57.
57. You look like, you know,
I would take 54 though.
I just incredible. So yeah, you violate all the rules, and this show is all about, like, you know, consistency and excessive moderation. What I was surprised to find out, I didn't realize how much training you did back in the day, but it makes sense to me now. So you were doing like 20,000 yard swims per week, 500 mile bike weeks. Is that true, Ken?
Yeah, I had quite a few years where I did five weeks in a row of 500, but some of those years I hit 600 a week for 5 weeks.
And the running,
and I was doing, I mean, my low end was always during those big blocks was 70 miles running.
Okay.
But there were times I was at 80 plus water running as well. So, I do some deep water running. because I was doing these Monday and Friday, I was doing these
the big trips.
150, 160 mile rides and then getting off and running 14 or doing a track workout afterwards, which would be about a 12 mile workout with four times 1 mile repeats in there. But and I had, after I started doing those long rides, I started posting some of the fastest bike times in Kona. And so I said, okay, well, I'm not going to go out and, you know, do 30 some mile runs. But what I would do is I would do a long run and immediately jump in and do another hour on top of that deep water running. And I would actually feel better the next day than if I just went out and ran 18 or 20 and didn't water run. The water running gave me the extra aerobic work, but it also also helped the recovery quite a bit.
Yeah. And you didn't beat yourself up. So for people who don't know what deep water running is, Doug Stern, I don't know if you ever knew that name back in the day in New York City, right? Yep. He kind of taught me to swim. I'm sure he wouldn't want me to say that, knowing the swim times that I post. I still have the shirt, Deep Water Running with Doug Stern, right? You wear the belt, right? And you go into the deep end and you run.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, to keep myself honest, you know, I had the, you know, either my mom's pool, my sister's pool, or eventually in my endless pool, I would have the pool skimmer pole going across the pool with my heart rate monitor right in front of my face. Now, obviously, I couldn't keep my heart rate up like when I was out running because of the heat factor. But, you know, I wasn't just in the water, doing water aerobics at a low level, talking about you know, all the gossip in the neighborhood. So I was still working hard, but without the impact.
So you would literally do a 10 mile run, Ken, and then do that for an hour after?
I do an 18 to 20 mile run and then do. So it was the equivalent on my longer days. It was the equivalent of like a 28 mile run.
Wow. Now, yeah. Do you think you obviously have a great body type for this, built for this, but that's a great example for people. I have never read that nor known that you have these alternative ways of getting in, you know, mileage and training and volume without beating up your body. And let's just fast forward then, actually, because now you can't possibly do that. In 2002, you started endurance sports travel, right? You still competed, but you obviously were what, traveling 200 days a year or something like that. So your training suffered. But it was that base, Ken, right? That people don't realize that when you put in the work, you get to do less when you're older and still do pretty darn well.
Yeah. I mean, if I can get even now, of course, you know, every year I get further and further away from that, you know, 20 years of great base work. But if I can get 5 or 6 weeks in, at that point, I'm in good enough shape that I can really start training. So even if I was doing almost nothing for 8 or 10 weeks and traveling and not sleeping and whatever, 5 or 6 weeks, and I'm in good enough shape where I can go out and, even at my age now, I could go out and train 30 hours a week.
But you're still posting for people who don't, you know, they don't really have a sense, I think. And I mean, obviously we have people who listen to the show who know what Ironman and they're competitive. But you know, you're still posting, you know, 10 hour Ironmans and things, really, really impressive times for the normal person, especially. But don't you think, and I read that you had the quote, I mean, I was thinking, Ken, like, why aren't there more people? Like, Ken, you generally don't go fast at a younger age and then continue to do it. Like, all of my idols, they're no longer racing. And, you know, I said, why is Ken still racing? And I think a huge part, and you've spoken about this, is you let the ego go, right? Even though you're posting respectable times, you go, I'm okay with, like, being consistent.
Well, if I go 10:30 now,
you qualify.
I'm going to be close to qualifying at most races. Yeah. Now doing a 10:30 is not easy for me. I'm not saying that, because normally what happens is I get that 5 or 6 weeks, but when I get to the 5 or 6 week mark, it's a week or two from my Ironman race. So basically I've gotten in good enough shape to actually start training, but now it's time for me to taper. So it's been a lot of years since I've been able to get 5 or 6 weeks of consistent work and then get another 4 or 5 weeks on top of that where I can really train well, distance wise, as well as tempo wise. So yeah, for me to go, you know, under 10:30 now is difficult. But if I did it, I'd be happy. But that's still over 2 hours slower than what I used to do. So most people would not be happy going 2 hours or even an hour and a half slower than what they used to do. But I'm 57, I'm not 37,
right?
You know, and I'm not 27. So, you know, a little bit of reality. Now, I think that if I was able to, even at 57, if I was able to spend 10 months of the year training as much as I wanted to and getting massaged twice a week,
right.
You know, and stretching and ice baths and, you know, everything that I used to do, it would be real fun to see what I could do.
Right. You almost don't, I can hear you, Ken, like not want, like what people don't realize, what Ken just said is like, most people do train 10 months, especially pros, a year, especially for the A race, Kona, things like that. So you are condensing down into 2 months or less what most people do in a year or more.
I would be happy to get 2 months of consistent training.
Right. That's a
very
good
happy.
Yeah. And yeah, you're still at that age. You listen, you, most 30-year-olds would love to go under, you know, 11 hours, just the average person, especially. And I think what people aren't realizing, Ken, is your business, again, 2002, if I'm correct, right? Endless, yeah. Endurance Sports Travel. And let me just tell people, so I've traveled with you, I think it's 3 times to New Zealand, 1 time to China, which was amazing.
Yeah.
But you are cooking pancakes. You are working, right? Up until, I remember the first New Zealand I traveled with you, Ken. I didn't realize you were racing till I saw you on the course, right? So when I say Ken is working, Ken has an endurance sports travel company, which is one of the coolest things in the world. You're the only person I travel with. I generally like to book my own things and experience the, you know, the natural, you know, place where I am. But you have such a unique program where, as you've said, it's multicultural. You meet the craziest, kookiest people that are like you and I, and it's kind of fun to be around us, right? You learn from those people. But my point is, you are working up until, you know, the moment before the race, essentially, and then you go out and race. So you've made your passion your vocation.
Yeah, I mean, I love training. Racing is the icing on the cake. If it was all about, you know, obviously, I'm never going to set personal bests again, but even within my age group, if I get that chance to get in good shape, I have a reasonable chance of qualifying for Kona. Now, that's going to obviously be very difficult when you're 54 and you're racing a 50-year-old. That's different than being 59 and racing a 55-year-old,
right?
You know, or being 64 and racing a 60-year-old. You know, so 50 to 54, I think the 50-year-old has an advantage. 45 to 49, I don't think it matters.
Right.
You know, I don't think the age comes into play. In your 50s, it's definitely that 4-year difference. And if there's a bunch of 50-year-olds that are good, and you're 54 and you're good, you're still going to have trouble. And then at 59, it's going to be even more trouble.
So what Ken's saying is, but generally speaking, they're 5-year age group. So we don't care about birthdays if you're in Ironman and marathons and that's the age group. All we care about is that birthday that gets us into the next age group, right?
That's right. And I am lucky because my birthday is December 2nd.
Oh.
So the year I age up, I'm actually racing a full year of racing when I'm still
gotcha.
When I'm still a year younger, technically.
Yes.
So
yes.
So when I start racing 60 to 64, because I turned 60 in December, that means from January 1st all the way through that year, I get the race in the 60 to 64 age group, even though I don't turn 60 until December. So I do have an advantage that year, but that's not the year when it's important. The year when it's important is when you're 64. 59 or 54, you know. So
what Ken's talking about is the actual opposite of what Malcolm Gladwell talked about in you know, the 10,000 Hours book, about where hockey players, like I got two young kids who are hockey players, if they're not born in January, you're not going to be a pro hockey player, right?
Yeah. No, I've read some articles about that, and it's amazing the way that works out, and that somebody hasn't done something to as your program's called, disrupted that, you know, because, that's a sad situation, really is.
Yeah. Do you remember, so because you've been racing for so long, and you were chipping away at the Times. I gave you amazing, you know, fourth place, third place, just incredible, Ken. And I didn't even realize you were fourth place during the Dave Scott, you know, war, you know, run. Like, you placed fourth in that race.
So I was leading
on the bike, right?
I was leading on the bike. They came by me, I guess, around mile 80. And then I was in third place until I'd say probably 600 meters, 500 meters before the 26 mile mark.
So what we're talking about, 1989, Iron War, Mark Allen, Dave Scott. The only one was Greg Welch, right? Who passed you right towards
Greg, the Greg passed me with about half a mile to go. And then when I turned around on a Lee Drive, you know, with 200 meters or something to go, I looked over my shoulder and there was Paul Acuro, and I'm thinking, there's no way in hell I'm going to lose two spots in the last half mile of this race. So luckily I held him off. But yeah, the three of us, I think there were 17 seconds between the three of us.
That's incredible. And again, what I want people to realize is, again, someone who has competed at the level you have, to have done it year after year, and to be, when I stress, Ken, about, you know, doing another Ironman race, because, you know, I'm 27 Ironmans in, never had a flat tire, and I'm always thinking of things that could go wrong. I think about guys like you and how consistent, 36 years to be healthy enough to do what you do. It's just a great example of, you don't stress, you just show up, you just keep moving forward. All those cliches, right, about endurance sports, but it's true.
Well, and it, you know, there's big mile weeks that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
We were talking about. You know, people say, well, that's too much. Well, it depends on where you're coming from, whether it's too much, you know, it's all what your body has built up to do, you know, and that's why I think, you know, endurance sports has, especially the Ironman, something that long, has very little to do with genetics and, you know, oh, you know, when people say that to me, that to me is a total affront to all the work I've done. When they say, oh, well, you just have good genetics. It's like, well, you know, I have 12 brothers and sisters and, you know, none of them did it. You know, I mean, some of them were good athletes, that's for sure. But they were good athletes because they also had a good workout.
I've wanted to do the same cover of a book where people said to me, you know, mine's more the vanity side, but hey, it's good genetics. I said to my brothers, will you all pose for the cover of my next book?
I think you're being mean. I think you're being mean.
Just being honest.
I think you may have a couple brothers that aren't as slim and fit as you.
We're different. And there's genetics. <You're different. laughs> But that's a great point. Genetics, and if you actually do the science, Ken, it's like 20 to 30%, depending on what we're talking about. Of course, genetics play a role, but both ways. You know, you can have great genetics and die early. It doesn't matter that your parents live to be 100. If you live a horrible life, you're going to die early, right? So,
exactly.
And the opposite is true.
Yeah. No, I think the longer the event, the more genetics kind of fall out of the play. Even a sprinter, I mean, you can be a good sprinter because of genetics and not work very hard.
Right.
But when I say a good sprinter, that's all I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm not talking about topping your state in high school. I'm not talking about national caliber or world caliber. Genetics, no matter what, doesn't get you very far when there's other people that have good genetics and they're willing to bust their ass.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the work ethic, Ken, right? I mean, my youngest brother, who, you know, fits that article perfectly, he was the greatest athlete, but it came too easy to him, I would argue, right? And so he didn't have to work as hard, right? So give me that person, as you're saying, who's got the good genetics, who has the work ethic, and who loves it. Like, you obviously, I love that you said you love it. I do too. I love the lifestyle. The race is just, as you said, that's the party. Like, that's, if that goes right, awesome, but I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they'll go to a race and they won't have the race that they wanted. Or they will, they'll have a great race.
Yeah.
But somebody beats them.
Yeah.
You know, in their age group, or they don't get in the top five. And, you know, but they still had a great race. And they walk away all pissed off. And, you know, if the race is the only thing you're worried about, I mean, even if you race a lot, you're not even racing, you know, or you shouldn't be, maybe 2% of the total time that you spend doing the sport
might
be racing, and the other 98% is training.
Right.
So you better enjoy the 98%. And I think that's why I'm still in the sport. I love the 98%. I'm certainly, you know, people, how do you stay motivated? But I tell you, I'm normally motivated because the thing that I love to do most is go out and train. Right. Now, with COVID, like a lot of people, you know, I don't mind admitting it, everything's been disrupted. And my motivation is not, it just amazes me, you know, that it's like, you know, I get to go out, go for a bike ride, and most of the time I enjoy it, but sometimes it's just not what I thought it would be. And just mentally, you know, this whole thing is tough.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's, you know, people that have, you know, lost their jobs or their jobs are totally interrupted like mine is, you know, it's tough, and any stress is stress.
Right.
You know, so if you're used to training 20 hours a week and working 60 hours a week, that's what you're used to, you know. But if you train 20 hours a week, work 60 hours a week, and your wife has cancer, that's a new stress that might throw you over the edge.
Right.
You know, so, you know, when I coach athletes, I like to know what's going on in their life, because stress is cumulative, and it doesn't matter where it's coming from.
Right.
And emotional stress is much worse than physical stress.
Right.
You know, it does more damage. It can really, you know, well, it can lay you out. I mean, you know, when people are depressed, even if they're fit, they're lying on the couch. They can't get up and, you know, walk to get out of the, you know, the way of their own shadows sometimes.
Right.
So, you know, obviously there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but normally motivation's not a problem for me.
Yeah.
And getting out the door and whatever it is, biking, running, swimming, going and lifting. You know, that's one of the best parts of my day.
And so, it's doubly, you know, hard for you, right?
Because I've been doing it since I was six, and it's still one of the best parts of my day.
Yeah, I always say, kind of, everyone can get to that point if they find what they love to do. You know, people don't hate exercise; they just haven't found what they like to do. They don't not like to eat healthy foods; they just haven't found what they like to eat, right? And we're going to talk about that real quickly in a second. What you eat, because I know you're not doing any crazy diet like people might think. But that's it. It's I do it for my sanity first, Ken. You know, if someone said to you, you can't go out and bike or run, that would be horrible.
Well, I mean, I won't say that I'm addicted. I mean, because obviously, you know, I go away to a race and I'll work for 7 days and hardly sleep or something. And, you know, maybe I get to exercise for an hour that entire week. But when I was training seriously for 20 some years, I always took 5 or 6 weeks where I did almost nothing. Maybe I went to the gym and did some lifting, or occasionally, because I didn't come from a swimming background, I might go and swim every now and then. But basically, I had 5 or 6 weeks where I did almost nothing. And if you're addicted to something, you couldn't do that, you know? But my body needed a break. And that's also part of why I think, you know, I'm still in the game. Being from the Northeast, the winter made it very easy, you know, to just naturally take a break, you know, and then I'd start back up and just gradually build back up into it. And, you know, mentally and physically, you're itching to go.
Right.
You know, right. So that was always a good thing to have that break.
You've always been smart about it, Ken, though. And I, again, you know, you say it, but most people don't do it. Most people at your level, that we're at your level, can't take that time off. And it's essential. And again, your results speak volumes, right? I mean, 36 Ironmans, you know, and all that kind of stuff just says we all need time off. I did a show, Ken, about, like, you know, you see the t-shirt, no days off. You're like, good for you. Yeah, I'm going to beat you. Right? Eventually, yeah, don't take any days off. That sounds great. It's a good t-shirt, but you're not going to do very well long term. Just talk quickly. And Scott, we were talking about him before we went live, but, you know, I've seen you eat. You have pancakes. You enjoy yourself. You are super fit. Just talk about your diet or lack thereof of anything crazy.
Well, I mean, my diet now is better than it used to be. I mean, when I was training, you know, 30 to 40 hours a week, I didn't care if, you know, some of the calories I took in were garbage calories. You know, I would lose 8 pounds after my, you know, those 160 mile rides and then a 14 mile run and then sometimes a swim, just a relaxing 2K, you know, but nothing serious.
Yeah.
But after that, I would eat for 4 hours straight, you know, and I was just forcing food down. And the first thing I would do is I would make in a big gulp or the super big gulp, which was 48 ounce cup. I would make a milkshake with, you know, I'd have yogurt and I'd have fruit in there and I'd have, I'd pour chocolate syrup into it. I'd put protein powder into, and then I'd go up into the shower and I'd drink that while I'm having my shower immediately after, you know, it was probably, who knows, you know, it was probably 1500 to 2000 calories, but there's no way I would have been able to just eat enough food. Right. Because what would happen that night, if I didn't go to bed at a certain weight, the next morning, I would wake up and I'd have to eat for about 2 hours before I could go out and do a workout. Now, even though I trained 10 hours the day before, the next day after that, I would still put in a 5 or 6 hour day.
Right.
When I was doing those big weeks. So I didn't want to, I wanted to wake up, have a normal breakfast and then go to the pool. Right. You know, so I would lose 8 pounds overnight, 6 to 8 pounds.
Wow.
So I knew if I went to bed at a certain weight, I'd wake up the next morning so emaciated that, you know, I couldn't do anything. So, you know, when you're taking in whatever the hell it was, you know, 8,000 calories or something, if 2,000 of those calories are garbage calories, then so be it. Now, it's a little different. Now, if I take in 2,000 calories of garbage calories,
right,
that better be all the calories I take in. So,
right.
So now, yes, I've cleaned my diet up. I mean, I used to eat a lot of good food, but I obviously did get junk calories in there.
Yeah, but it's nothing. You're not doing paleo. You're not doing, you know, to each their own, can I always say, and you want to be healthy, but like you're doing such a crazy amount of racing and you even said protein powder and fruit, you still have good stuff in there. Right. And that's the difference, right? You're not going and just having a milkshake from McDonald's.
No, I didn't just have ice cream. I had yogurt in there as well. I had, you know, like a rice dream and, you know, I just, whatever was in the refrigerator went into the blender, you know?
And so for the average person, Ken, who's not doing that much, they can still have that 20% fun, right? But it's just not as many calories, but you work hard, you play hard. I remember Troy Jacobson saying to me the same thing. He's like, I needed a pint of Ben and Jerry's every night just to get in enough calories, right? Because you can't eat enough fruit and vegetables if you're training that much, right? And that's good news. So tell me,
you're right. I mean, you shouldn't be totally denying yourself of something that you want. The main thing is to make sure the majority, and of course, there's certain things that you really want to avoid. I mean, you know, fried food.
Right.
Sure. That's something, you know, once every 2 weeks or something, you want to have something. But the thing is, I mean, a lot of times you can, you know, if you like French fries, you can put fries in the oven and bake them and broil them, and they're not going to be as good as if they were cooked in oil, but they're going to be pretty good.
You know, right.
And you put some spices on them and, you know, you can live with that. But, you know, if you got to go through the drive-in once a month and grab a, you know, an order of fries, then who cares?
You know? That's what I say, Ken, the drive-ins were invented for guys like you and me who want to hide, you know, what we do. And there's one time I was in a McDonald's with one of my kids after hockey. And all of a sudden I get a text and I look at my phone and it's a picture of me in the McDonald's with my kid. So someone had driven by. But let me just finish with this discussion about food and like, you know, no deprivation. I remember Ironman South Africa. I remember during the run and I blew up like really tough race for me, but seeing a McDonald's and the day after the race, you know, we crave that salt and fat and everything. So I thought it was like a mile away. It turned out to be like 2 or 3 miles, but I went, I was not going to not finish, you know, the walk. And long story short, it was filled with really skinny, fit triathletes. So we do that occasionally, you know, and we don't feel as good afterwards, but there's no deprivation, right? I mean, that's the great news.
Yeah. I think people that completely deny themselves something that they enjoy at the end of the day, if you're living a good, healthy lifestyle and there's something you enjoy that's not great for you, does it really matter if you live to be 99 years and 6 months or you live to be 100 years old? You know, if you're walking around every day saying, oh man, I really wish I would have had that yesterday, or
really. You gotta enjoy it. So let's talk about your latest venture, Endless Summer Cozumel. I'm so excited because I'm coming out, but tell people about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of stupid stuff I did right as a pandemic was coming out. So my wife and I started building a bed and breakfast in 2019. It was supposed to be ready to open in 2020. So obviously that wasn't great. And we cut back on the number of races we were doing. So I was going to start coaching. So that wasn't very good, you know, because who wants to coach when there's no races around? So, but hopefully now those things will both pick up, my coaching as well as Endless Summer. It's a bed and breakfast in Cozumel. We have 8 rooms. We'll basically market it as general tourism, you know, people going there for diving, snorkeling, and just, you know, beach vacation, winter getaway. But we're also going to do training camps there. So that'll be fun. Cozumel is a great place to train. There's a big section of the island that is bikes only or bike lane. So it's really safe for riding. There's a few nice all-weather tracks. There's 2 25-meter pools. And then, of course, there's the big pool, which is always open out there in the ocean. And it's always warm and crystal clear. I mean, the water, that's the thing that made put Cozumel on the map, was how clear the water is. And it's the very northern end of the second largest reef in the world. Beautiful. So, you know, it's great for snorkeling and diving. But
so if someone's got, like, they're like, hey, I want to grab friends and go for 4 or 5 days and get a great little, you know, winter workout in, perfect place.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and I mean, what we're after is, you know, when we do the training camps, we're going to have stuff for family to do as well. I mean, you know, athletes get themselves in a deep enough shithole as it is sometimes with what they do. If you go away to Cozumel in February to go do 6 or 7 days of training and leave your family at home, I don't know that that's such a good idea. So what we want to do is, you know, do our training in the morning and have stuff set up in the morning for family members, but then also in the afternoon after we're done our training, that everybody, athlete and non-athlete, can get together and do and have fun. So
that's awesome.
That's definitely the plan with the training camps, because I think athletes would be, if they're married or have a significant other, they'd be kind of crazy to go to a nice place like Cozumel and leave those people behind.
My wife will kick me out, Ken. She'll go with Ken. Get out for 5 days.
Well, sometimes that is their vacation. So, you know.
You got both sides, right? You can accommodate the families if you want. If you got the other ones who've been married a long time and maybe you need time away. No, I'm so excited, and I will definitely be out there. So do they go to the Endurance Sports Travel site for that?
Right now, we are just building up our website. But yeah, I'll send you the email address for it and also our Instagram page. And that way people can reach out to us that way.
Yeah. So Endurance Sports Travel, everybody, Ken Glaw, Google, you know, start clicking around Facebook, all the social media. Ken, I can't thank you. I want to do like 5 hours. I would say I've had so much fun with you. Give you one quick story though. So last Ironman New Zealand, just, you're so honest with your training and everything and what you put out there. You know, it's the first race where a couple miles into the run or maybe halfway, I saw you up ahead and I'm like, that's not a good sign. If I'm catching Ken, you know, and I'm going slowly, Ken's having a tough day. And I came up to you and I go, Ken, are you all right? And you emptied your stomach and said, and it just bent over and you go, didn't put in the training. And I said, you're okay? And again, and you go, I didn't put in the training. But you were just honest. Like, and again, you probably did what, like 3 weeks, my guess is, or something like that. But, you know, I think we all have to just be honest. And listen, I'm like you, Ken. I'm trying, well, not like you at all, but I try to do as little training as possible to enjoy my life, to not get hurt, right? And that's a fine, you know, sometimes we do well and sometimes we didn't do enough, right? And that's okay. When you said, as you said, you got to enjoy the 98%.
Yeah, and you got to set your goals based on what your training was.
Right.
You know, You know, if you only trained 80% of what you had planned on training, and yet your goal is set to what it would have been if you got 100% of your training in, then that's not an intelligent goal. You know, sure, you know, maybe if you got 80% of the training in and you set your goal at 85% to challenge yourself and you have a good day and you get there and, and you're happy. I always set my goal based on what my training was. And that way I have a realistic chance of meeting my goal. I don't want to set my goal below what my fitness level is. Otherwise, you may as well just go out and train, you know, if you're not going to challenge yourself. You don't want to go into every race with a ridiculous goal, which means, you know, except for the race where you have the greatest race of your life, is the only time you're going to meet your goal. I mean, that doesn't make sense.
And you got to enjoy the process. Like, if you don't enjoy the process, you're not going to be doing it. You're definitely not going to be doing it for 36 years. You're not going to be as healthy as you are, you know, injury-free, enjoying, you know, making your passion, your vocation, as we said. So I'm going to enjoy coming out and visiting you. And I'll be doing Ironman Brazil with you in November. Got moved from May, so I'm excited to do that. I just many more races to come around the world, Ken, right?
That's for sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time, and congrats on Cozumel, and I look forward to seeing you out there soon.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Ken. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we are back. Whenever I get off an interview, end an interview with someone like Ken Gua, I want to do hours more. I'm always sad. That's what I'm trying to say. I have pages and pages of notes that I didn't get to. But inevitably, we get off on a tangent, and that's where we go. I don't ever want to ask the typical questions. I mean, some you have to ask because people want to hear. But my goal is to bring you different things, but so much more and so many other stories. We'll have to have him back. But such a special person.
And if you have the opportunity, if you have the desire to travel and do an event, even just go to his brand new place, Endless Summer Cozumel. Now you can reach out to him, esc.hostel@gmail.com. Brand new. Website's not up yet, I don't believe. But Google Ken Glah. It's G-L-A-H. You will see it in the notes, obviously. Ken Glah, ESC. That's Endless Summer Cozumel, esc.hostel@gmail.com. Go spend some time there with your family, with some friends. Go on a run with Ken. Ride your bike with him. Be inspired on living a healthy life with purpose. And Ken has touched so many people. One of the most fun things, and one of the reasons I travel with him, as I said, all my other races, I book on my own and I stay in different places. I don't travel with a travel group. It's not my style. But when I met Ken and heard about this, I said, this is my style. Because inevitably, you're surrounded by not just Ken, who is beyond. If it were just him, that's enough. But at the races, you're with really inspiring people from all over the world who are challenging themselves, who you learn from. And at the end of every race, everyone has a story, as I've said before. Everyone had challenges, and everyone dealt with them in their way, or they didn't. But spending time with someone like Ken and surrounding yourself with those people, it's infectious. And I would argue in a time like it is now with so much negativity, we need many more Ken Glahs, but there won't be, because he is truly unique. All right, I want to thank Ken again. I look forward to, as I said, I was supposed to race with him for, I think, my fifth time. This is in Ironman Brazil. It's a different Ironman Brazil. I've done one there, one of the hardest races I've ever done. I'm glad it's not that one. It's a different one. It's his the one he's been doing for many, many years. Again, endurance sport travel. You can look that up, esc.hostel@gmail.com, if you want to check out his brand new B&B in Cozumel. He's got rooms you can rent. You can rent a bunk. Just so laid back and cool and fun. Highly, highly recommend if you can make it out there, checking it out. Thank you for listening. If you have not yet rated the show, please do subscribe. These are the kind of shows where I'll have the scientists, we'll talk about the studies, we'll do all of that stuff. But we also need just the true inspirational people to show you that it can be done. And that goes for the David Garcias of the world who've lost 160 pounds and kept it off, and the Ken Glahs of the world who have, you know, been doing the Hawaii Ironman for almost four decades. I don't want you to be limited in your goals, thinking what you can achieve. And that is what drives me crazy about articles that say, you can't escape your genetics, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Questions, comments, Tom H. Fit is my Twitter and Instagram, Tom H. Fit. Brand new website is Tom Holland Fitness, my virtual gym. You can check that out. Lots of new content going up there each and every month and every week as well. And fitnessdisrupted.com. You can email me through the site there. And the Micro Workout Plan is my newest book. Thank you one final time to Ken Glah. Thank you for listening. And remember, there are three things we all control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitude. And that is awesome. I'm Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.